Coming up in Northeast Michigan, the annual Thunder Bay International Film Festival for 2020, and the events are running Wednesday the 22nd through Sunday the 26th. We're speaking with Stephanie Gondula with the Thunder Bay International Marine Sanctuary, who is once again the film festival coordinator. Stephanie, good to catch up with you again. And you mentioned before we went on, not only celebrating the film festival, but this year, the 20th anniversary of the sanctuary itself. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Pretty exciting.
This is what film festival year number what are we on now?
Number eight, the number eighth eight. Annual Thunder Bay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And are we looking at a kind of any sort of central theme or the broad cross section that you have often done with the films that are going to be on display over those several days?
You know, it's all about celebrating our ocean and Great Lakes. So anything you could think of that happens in the ocean, that lives in the ocean, that lives in the Great Lakes, is probably going to be featured throughout the festival. We've got over 50 films. We have a lot of Great Lakes films this year, with Great Lakes filmmakers making it to the festival too. So if you like the water, if you love the water, this is the place you want to be next weekend.
And as we're speaking right now, you have just come out of a little sneak peek with folks at the Alcona Schools, and that's one of the sites, the Alcona County Library there in Harrisville, one of the Sanctuary City sites, along with Rogers City, where the screenings will be done. What was the reception like with the young folks as they got a chance to see some of the trailers for what's going to be on the bill next weekend?
You know, that's one of my favorite parts of the festival, is sharing these unique films with the students of the area. So we go to Rogers City and we do sneak peeks, and we just left a really enthusiastic group of 7th and 8th graders, and they get to see, we pull a selection of films, about an hour long, and it's about 10 films, so short films, but they get to see the whole film before anybody else does, and then they go home and they talk about it with their parents and say that they got to see it before them. And we also have a lot of fun having discussions with these students. You know, what was your favorite part of the film? What are some observations? What are some new animals, ocean animals that you did not know existed that you got to see on the big screen? And even what are some careers that you learned about today that you didn't know existed?
As you try to spark that enthusiasm, especially with the youngsters, with some of these shorter films, then can you steer them in the direction of some longer ones that'll be on display and shown on the various days of the festival so that they can learn more about, as you say, whether it's the marine animals or something about shipwrecks or some other Great Lakes type ocean and Great Lakes and ocean career? I would imagine there's, between the short films and the long films, there's some good complementary material there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could really pick your subject. Let's say you're interested in sharks. There's some amazing features that haven't been released elsewhere yet about sharks that you can see. In fact, we're screening one of my favorite films. It's called 700 Sharks, at the Harrisville Library, the Alcona County Library, on Thursday night. And we're also going to show it on at the Rogers City Theater on Sunday afternoon. So two great opportunities to see that amazing film. Other themes that people might be interested in are, you know, some of the issues that our ecosystems are facing, such as climate change or, you know, overfishing, endangered species. So or sailing. It doesn't have to be those big serious issues either. Let's say you're interested in sailing or scuba diving or free diving, kayaking. Lots of great inspiring adventure stories to see too.
A lot of things in the news about Great Lakes restoration funds and the ongoing debate over that in Washington. Are you able to, certainly I would think in the positions that you all have, Superintendent Jeff Gray, yourself, and everybody there at Thunder Bay, you watch that very closely. Are you able to integrate any discussions about that or bring people up to speed or talk about how some of these different topical films fit right into that very current debate of the news that we see coming out of Washington?
Oh, for sure. That's one of the cool things about a film festival, is that you're experiencing and learning about and talking about these issues that we're facing today. And a lot of times we'll have panels right after the film so people can ask questions and discuss. A lot of times we'll have the filmmakers who will answer, you know, questions, and not only about their their craft of filmmaking, but also the research that they've done on the subject, such as PFAS and those important issues that the Great Lakes communities are facing today.
When you put together some of these programs, and I look here even to the opening night on Wednesday the 22nd, when you'll be in Rogers City, and there's a series of shorter films. There is the one longer film, Dispatches from the Gulf, but the others are those short type films. You try and look for a cross-section then of the topics when you put together individual programs, whether they will be there at the sanctuary or in some of these sanctuary city sites, to give people that kind of overview and across-the-board experience?
You know, that takes me a long time. I'm very lucky in my job that I get to watch all these films and put the program together. But I do put a lot of thought into, you know, playing those short ones and then the longer ones and maybe more hopeful ones and maybe more serious ones. And so the overall impression is definitely a feeling of hope and inspiration and even action items of what each and every one of us can do to protect our ocean and Great Lakes. But it takes some time for sure.
What would be some of the others? You mentioned the longer film, the 700 Sharks film. What would be some of those longer form pieces and feature films that particularly caught your eye that you're hoping that given different screenings in different places that people will especially have a chance to catch? What would be some of those highlights?
So the one that you mentioned on a Wednesday in Rogers City, Dispatches from the Gulf, is a great one to catch people up on what's happening yet today from the results of that terrible oil spill in the Gulf. And another one is called Chasing Thunder, and that is about the fishing and big fishing industry and what's happening with that. Those are some of the longer ones. Another favorite longer one is about an older gentleman that decided to build his own pretty small rowboat, sailing vessel, about a 12-foot sailing vessel, and sail across the Atlantic. Yeah, those are the ones that really stand out to me.
And when it comes to some of these smaller ones, especially if parents are kind of looking at an overall list and going to the website to check this out, what are some of the ones that can, especially in the way they're presented and put together, be ones that regardless of the length, but maybe some of those shorter films that would be especially easy for some of the younger viewers to follow, to maybe have that chance mm-hmm. to spark their interest for the first time?
You know, I'd say the youngest audience probably would be middle school. We definitely have those shorter films are great for those middle school and junior high and high school students. We've got a really fun film called Hybrids, which is super cool computer graphics and what the world would look like if ocean animals had to start using our trash to live on, which sounds kind of strange, but it's a great film. It's called Hybrids. Other short ones, I think the short ones do appeal to the students. I experienced that just now with the Alcona High School kids. And another favorite is one called Deep Time. The students really like that one, and it's about 10 minutes long, and it's a submersible, goes 10,000 feet below the surface of the ocean, and actually documents animals that we've never seen on film before.
In the past, you've had films that have been geared not only to the students, but also, have aimed to try to spark that interest in having students recognize that making these films is obviously one of the careers that they could pursue. Now that you're into year 8, are you starting to see any of those young people from years past or even some of the present crowd that have definitely said, that's what I'm going to do. I want to go out and be a filmmaker and tell the stories, not only that may come back to this film festival, but obviously have a chance to do that work and share it with a wide audience.
Absolutely. One of the coolest parts is the student film competition, which is free for everybody to attend. We'll be screening films that students around the area have made independently, and it's so impressive to see what these kids do. And I really believe that the exposure to the film festival has, you know, just inspired them, but also assured them that it's something that they can do. And it's neat to see the reaction when they sit there with their friends and their parents and their families and see their very own films up on the big screen.
The festival runs from Wednesday the 22nd through Sunday the 26th, and the Friends of Thunder Bay website is where you can check out all the specific information about the packages, the programs, if you will, as they're being shown in Rogers City, in Harrisville, at the Great Lakes Maritime Heritage Center in Alpena over the several days. And when it comes to people best accessing tickets, whether it's a pass to the entire festival or looking at individual programs that they want to go see, is the website the best chance for them to go secure tickets and make their plans?
Absolutely. ThunderBayFriends.org. That's your link to buying the tickets. It's your link to the schedule, to the full list of films, to any extra activities we might have going on. It's super affordable entertainment. It's less than going to the movies, on a regular Friday night. It's $6 for every session, except for the evening sessions on Friday and Saturday do have hors d'oeuvres, so those are a little more expensive. I think the best way to do it is the Thunder Pass, which is your all-access pass. $100 gets you into absolutely everything, and then you don't have to, pick and choose. You can just just go and enjoy the films you like.
The more the merrier, as they would say. ThunderBayFriends.org for all of that information. The 8th Annual Thunder Bay International Film Festival opening on Wednesday the 22nd with a program at 6 o'clock at the Rogers City Theater in Rogers City. Stephanie Gondula is with the Thunder Bay Marine Sanctuary. And you mentioned the one film that the students especially liked about the submersible, and that brings to mind the ROV competition that comes up every May. I would imagine plans are already underway for not only that, but what else would you point to in the coming weeks and months to follow, whether we're talking other film or lecture events or the run-up to the ROV competition in May?
Oh, yes, I'm glad you asked. Yeah, we have the ROV competition date is already set. That's going to be May 16th, and that, of course, we're planning for because it takes a lot of work. students are building their robots already, and it's open to the public. So if you'd like to see what the future looks like and how impressive these students are, come to Alpena on May 16th and watch these underwater robots battle it out in our marine technology testing tank. And then we're also busy planning a big research season. We've only mapped 16% of the 4,300 square miles that the sanctuary encompasses. So we're working hard to map the lake bottom. And, of course, we're doing that to understand what's there, to document fish habitat. So all sorts of scientists can use this information. But as you know, David, we're also doing it to look for shipwrecks, lots of shipwrecks left to be found. And the last thing I'll say is we have a great lineup of free lectures coming up this year. We've been doing those pretty often. Once a month, we've been having different topics covered by visiting scientists, visiting researchers, and we've got another great lineup. So stay tuned for that to be published on your CMU calendar very soon.
We'll watch for those and make sure you get a copy of the information sent along. We'll make sure we get some extra mentions of those events coming up as well. The 8th Annual Thunder Bay International Film Festival, Wednesday, January 22nd through Sunday the 26th in Harrisville, in Rogers City, at the Great Lakes Maritime Heritage Center in Alpena, thunderbayfriends.org, the website for all of the information about the times, the films to be shown, and all the details there. Stephanie, thanks so much once again for taking the time to preview the festival with us. And again, congratulations on the year 20 of the sanctuary itself, and best of luck as you get set for another great film festival coming up.
Thank you so much, David.